Here's a song about, you know, we had a song earlier about statues because that's a really exciting subject. And the book could be even more exciting than that. Picturing a guy with a cup of coffee reading the newspaper, reading the box scores. So you guys are now fire
not,
after
not
this.
Not just any guy, that guy.
Take a nitrate pill.
But picture Garth Brooks and the Stones being involved somehow, too.
Statues and 8-point type of newspapers. Now we're gonna sing it like getting lost on the freeway. It's on a passport for
us. Oh boy, okay, this is one I'm singing, Gary. Just warning, you may want to turn this down. I don't think so. See, that was to get you on my side. See how that trick works?
Gary Elvis at the soundboard there. Let's hear it for him. Yeah. We go way back. Good to see you again there.
And this is a song called Passport on the Perimeter. It's on our new record on 3rd. And I wanted to write a song about maybe the idea of Mike's young baseball experience of Braves and memories. And I thought, well, my favorite Braves story is about Pascual Perez trying to find a ballpark and getting lost for hours.
That's really great, except I wasn't young when that happened. So.
It's all relative now.
Young-ish.
Nice try.
Young-ish.
Young at heart, that's me. Yeah.
So I tried to write a song that maybe would have, 1982 is when it happened, that might have fit into the sound of his time. And so I tried to put together about 5 or 6 R.E.M. songs at once.
Yeah, and you did. And they were all ones I didn't like, which is great. And but the fact is, I was young in 82, so that's a long time ago.
You've never lost your boyish good looks.
Play that songs I don't like.